brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You get excited when your football team wins and you feel that adrenaline rush? Because at a tribal level, you're seeing that as your warriors defeating the enemy. Because if your warriors don't defeat the enemy's going to come, take your women and children and kill you and take them into slavery. So you have this, oh, well, see, folks, I'm actually understand my instincts. I understand archetypes, and I understand this victory we're having is so huge. You'll want to stay with us. Giant breaking information coming up in the next segment. I'm going to announce it in the next segment. Something even bigger just happened. Let's go to Bob Chapman. Bob, I want to give people a general history of the Bilderberg Group from your research. Why are they the enemy? Why should we care they're meeting in secret? Bob Chapman, for the last 4 minutes of this segment, you have the floor.
Their history goes back 1,000 years that we know of. The Bilderberger meeting was first in Holland, put on by the Queen and her father, Prince Bernhard, who happens to have been an SS officer. And that was at the Bilderberger Hotel, I believe. It was either 1952 or 1954. And each year they've evolved and had their, quote, secret meetings, which are no longer secret. And, you know, fellows like Jim Tucker, who I have known and known of for years, we've kind of followed the same general path. And he's put a tremendous amount of work into this. I've been reporting for really a shorter time than he has. And it must be, because it is for me, a great feeling to see this happen. I know you, Alex, are giddy over the success that these people have brought us by pushing the things too far.
It's like watching one of their main capital ships blow up. Folks, politically, they are being exposed as the criminals they are. We're pulling them down. They're no longer these gods up on Mount Olympus with their little queen, crowns to impress us. This is the spirit of 1776, and I just watched one of their main capital ships. This is very embarrassing for them. Blow up, and every month we gain more momentum on them. I mean, do you agree this is like the battleship Yamamoto blowing up?
A seminal event, there's no question. And you've got all these other small events going on. The arguments that are going on, the Dominic Strauss-Kahn episode within, we'll call them the Bilderberger Group. There's dissension.
He wanted to decide with China. Lives. He wanted to decide with China and a new Europe teaming up with them. This may be one of the most important Bilderbergs ever, where you got the Chi-Coms, who have never been there. It's usually only Europeans. A few Arabs might be let in. I mean, this is off the charts to have the Americans and the Europeans allowing a top government minister and their top economic advisor into there. What does that signify, Bob?
It signifies that they have to be included. The Europeans, at least some of them, want to work with the Chinese in a very positive way. The Americans really don't want to, and they're in debt to them, which makes it even worse. And then the Chinese are coming out and saying, you know, America's broke. They're bankrupt. They're not going to service their debt. And the Chinese are right. I mean, this is about truth. And that's what they're saying. We opened the door for them, and they came in. They knew that there would be a price that they'd have to pay in order to get most favored nation treatment, be allowed to be in WTO, and then create the tremendous edifice of manufacturing that they have.
Yeah, the globalists thought they were co-opting the Chinese, but the Chinese are long-term players. They're going to find out the opposite.
And that's a very, very good point. Long-term players. They are the ones that always win. And Washington and London have been, at least in the last 10 or 15 years, short-term players.
And Bob, you and I, you've been fighting the globalists 50 years. We're long-term players, and that's why we're bearing fruit. God bless you. See you next week. I'm glad you could be here to share this with us.
Have a great trip. Bye-bye, Alex.
Bob, you're great. I can hear his voice crack. He's so excited.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at OfTheField.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we have Member of Parliament Lucas Ryman. They're waiting for Dominique Betting, who's the Ron Paul of Switzerland, to arrive with another Member of Parliament. Betting has said, and we've talked to folks that have talked to him, that he is going to march on that. And when we talk to Lucas Ryman, he's aware of that. They're going to go look for him now. He's supposed to be there, but they have to drive through the mountains to get there. The word is the police in the past have shut down highways and trains. We don't know if he's going to be able to. I mean, they're desperate to stop what's about to happen. Doesn't matter. The big protest is tomorrow, Saturday, high noon. So it's just ongoing. It goes through Sunday. It's on. But Paul Watson, the police chief of the local state, we're down to, or the town, came and visited with you guys there, and you've got breaking news of what the police chief told you.
Yeah, that's correct, Alex. We were speaking again to Dominic of We Are Change Switzerland, and he said that the chief of police over the whole Bilderberg security operation actually visited this event that we're at now. It's shortly up the hill from the Bilderberg Hotel. It's a speaking event with music and interviews. And the chief of police visited, he's now left, but he said he stands with us. He supports our message against the Bilderberg Group, and he was sending that message that he supports us against the Bilderberg Group.
All right, we're going to talk to him in just a moment, and he's leaving to go find Dominique Betting. But whatever you do, stay with the members of Parliament. At least I'm told of the three, two are going to go up. We need to get that on tape and document this and see what happens, but get out there. Don't miss this. So go ahead and good job. Hand the phone over to Lucas Ryman, who is, of course, a member of the Swiss Parliament opposing the New World Order, and he's the part of the biggest party, the majority party that rules for the people of Switzerland. Mr. Ryman, thank you for joining us. Yes, Mr. Ryman, good to talk to you. I know you're about to go. Do we know when Dominique Betting, member of Parliament, is going to arrive and when he's going up to the front gate?
I have no idea. They told me he's in the train between Zurich and here, and he should be here in one and a half hour, but I'm not sure about that.
Now, sir, we saw a lot of years during Davos, they will shut trains down to completely block protesters getting there. Would it be unprecedented for them to try to block the member of parliament getting there?
I've heard that yesterday night a member of the European Parliament from Italy tried to get into the Bilderberg conference to get to the Sofretta Hotel, and they pushed him down. His nose was bleeding.
What? Wait. EU Parliament? That's the ministers from the countries that are part of the EU. What is that in the Swiss papers? Because I know that prominent Italian, I forget his name, has spoken out against Bilderberg. He's an older gentleman. We'll look up his name. Guys, if you search right now, Italian, a member of EU Parliament, speaks out against Bilderberg, it'll pull him up. Do you have his name, sir? You just learned this?
I don't know his name. I don't have internet here, but in the Swiss online newspapers, his name is written now. He's from the Party Lega North in Italy.
Party League of the North? You know what? We'll go to Dominique in a moment if he can answer the questions for us. Jaron, I couldn't hear through the window if you want to come tell me.
That will be great, yes.
Well, sirs, Mario Borghese? Yeah, it's Mario.
Mario Borghese, yes, Mario Borghese.
Tell us, so Swiss.info is reporting that Mario Borghese, member of the EU Parliament, was shoved into the ground and his nose bloodied. It's on. That's what's the great part about InfoWars. Once they get physical, then everybody starts really getting how serious it is. Tell us what the Swiss News is reporting. Member of EU Parliament assaulted by Bilderberg thugs.
All the Swiss news are writing that these parliamentarians from the European Parliament tried to get into the Hotel Sofretta to join the Bilderberg meeting, and then the policeman pushed him down. The nose was bleeding, and it's unbelievable.
Sensational! That's going to really blow up in the Bilderberg group's face. The Tree of Liberty, you know what waters it. Oh, my gosh, you're saying this is all over the Swiss news. We'll get it translated. This is showing how we didn't even know this happened last night, and we're just now learning this is off the charts hardcore. You think it's big. The Swiss Parliament's about to march on them. So you're saying members. Do we know how many members of the EU Parliament went and had was it the security people or Swiss police that assaulted them?
We don't know yet. We tried to get more information about that, but we also said we should try also Swiss parliamentarians to get in.
We've also got a bunch of reporters that have told us off air, multiple reporters, that some of the Bilderbergs appear to be evacuating, especially that they may be evacuating the women because of the march on Bilderberg tomorrow, and that there's quite a few helicopters and that the Bilderbergs may be fleeing. Sir, there it is, Switzerland, beaten by guards and arrested. Holy mackerel! It's big mainstream news! Get Kurt in here now! We got to get this added! Member of EU Parliament assaulted! Holy mackerel! I mean, this is going to be huge! You know what? This is going to backfire on them, is it not?
Yeah, it's true.
I am beside myself right now, sir. We're going to take my car to the airport. We're taking mine. Okay, sir, anything else you can tell us? What a bombshell you just dropped on us. The EU Parliament marched and was bloodied by their masters. Anything else, member of Parliament from Switzerland?
I didn't understand that now.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ryman. This is our football. We're pretty excited about this.
Yeah.
This is really going to hurt the Bilderberg Group. It's on. Mr. Reimer, you guys get out there, have your march. Let's see if they will dare bloody your nose. It's obvious in solidarity. You need to go question the police and find out. Are you getting ready to do that?
I will do that, and you pay me the hospital.
What if they break your neck? You know what? I mean, yeah, if it's just a broken nose, I'll pay for it, sure. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Listen. This is history, my friend. I wish I was there with you. I'd give my pinky, I meant my arm almost. I know the other guys are about to march. We got to get you in there. So, I mean, I know the other member.
When my two other friends from my party, the other members from the Swiss Parliament will arrive here, I will go to them, and then we will try to do that. But I'm not sure if that will be good.
Well, no, don't let this intimidation work. Dominique Betting, your leader, has already said he's going to do it on record. So you're going.
Okay.
You're committed. You're a man. You're a red-blooded liberty lover. You haven't done anything wrong.
That's
you're going to go.
That's true.
Look, I'll guarantee you the EU members tried to force their way in. Just don't force your way in.
You're right. I will follow Dominique Betting. We do that together.
The gauntlet is down now. It's on. All right, you're going to join Dominique Betting. It's on. Even if they block him at the train station, you've got to go in, sir. We salute you. We thank you. Will you please hand the phone back to Paul Joseph Watson?
Okay, thanks to you. And when you say that, we do that. We listen to you.
All right, you are just unbelievable. You are incredible. Woo, yeah! Let me give you a war growl out there, and I'll just send some love to you in Switzerland. Thank you, sir. Please give the phone to Paul Watson.
Okay, goodbye.
I am ready! Man, I wish I was there. Oh, this is history. Paul, I'm throwing the baton to you. We're going to break in 3 minutes. You stay on them. You heard them. Dominique Betting, who's held up in the train, he's going. He's already on record. The other guys, the gauntlet's down, they're going. I said, you're going to let him break in the nose, going to intimidate you? We've now confirmed Watson. I don't care how much background noise. You've got the floor. Go into overdrive if it's needed. I'm skybound. Everybody pray for the people there. Big protest high noon tomorrow. Paul, we love you. You've got the baton. Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, Infowars.com. We got to go up in our article that's on drugs. They've already assaulted members of parliament. We're breaking the Berlin Wall of info. We're getting it out to everybody. God bless you all. Stay with us. Paul Watson. Ah!
Good to be on the air, Alex. Yeah, we basically got eyewitnesses to all of this, and we'll try and get them on the air as and when possible. But it's pretty hectic, as you can tell. Yeah, the EU Member of Parliament attempted to enter the Bilderberg Hotel, and according to eyewitnesses, he was shoved to the ground and bloodied his nose. One even said that they broke his nose, and his name was Mario Borghezio, and that is already in, I believe, The Guardian. I think it's Charlie Skelton, but it might be somebody else in The Guardian that's reported that. Also, just literally 2 minutes ago, we were talking to Alex from InfoCreek, and he was saying that there was a standoff down at the hotel where some protesters tried to go down, because there's an area above the police tape, which is on a hill, which is where me and Aaron were filming from earlier with the helicopter footage. We've actually got a Bilderberg member entering and leaving that helicopter on video. And Alex said that there was a standoff between demonstrators and the police there, and that it started to get quite ugly. And I think we're going to get Alex from InfoCreek on the air right now to explain that, because he was an eyewitness to it. And he can explain it in more detail.
So we saw this little group trying to walk towards the hotel. They walked from top down the grassy hill. The police confirmed to us it's private. We're not supposed to be there. We're not allowed to be there. And two of these guys, they wore bright yellow vests. So they made a point to be seen. They were not sneaking in. They were walking right up there. And there's one security checkpoint with police and a police dog, and you saw them gathering their troops and kind of not really knowing what to do. And they brought the dogs, and so it's one of my guys shooting all of this. I got most of it. on tape, and I can't. I don't want to go into more details because there could be something big happening. I don't want to give anything away and, you know, warn anybody, but.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Broadcasting from St. Moritz, Switzerland, where just up the hill from the Bilderberg Hotel, the Savretta, looking out across the beautiful mountains of St. Moritz, and we've literally got breaking bombshell after bombshell story. You heard earlier about the EU Member of Parliament who actually tried to enter the Bilderberg Hotel and was basically roughed up by the police. There's talk that they broke his nose. Yeah, and we we're gonna go to Dominic of We Are Change Switzerland now to discuss this matter of the EU member of parliament who tried to enter the Bilderberg Hotel at the Savretta and was roughed up by the police. Dominic, can you just explain to us who the EU member of parliament was and what happened at the Bilderberg Hotel?
It was just the news on the mainstream that Mario Borghezio, the one who invited Daniel Estulin into the European Parliament, speak about the Bilderberg agenda a year ago. He was coming up to the Savretta Hotel and he was smashed by cops and his nose was bleeding, the newspapers say. But I cannot get the right source. I cannot tell you if it's true or not, but this is what the media say.
Thank you. That was Dominic from We Are Change Switzerland. Yeah, so basically we've got several eyewitnesses that are saying that this EU member of parliament tried to enter the building. He presented his credentials, but then he was met with significant resistance from the police there guarding the hotel building. And we're going to move on now and talk to Aaron Dykes, who's just been out trying to gather up more individuals from this hectic event here just up the hill from the Bilderberg Hotel. So we're going to go live now to Aaron Dykes to discuss latest developments here at the scene of the InfoWar.
Hello, this is Aaron Dykes here, again reporting live from St. Moritz, Switzerland. And I'm totally outraged at the way they beat back the press, the fact that they've actually bloodied the nose of a European Parliament member. But it's going to backfire on the Bilderberg Group, because when a tyranny shows its tyranny and starts to use violence against nonviolent people, you're going to get the Gandhi effect. You're going to get the blatant show of force demonstrating how tyrannical, how anti-democratic the Bilderberg Group and other people of their ilk are. It's totally outrageous. And at the same time, local activists here in Switzerland, like Dominique sitting next to me, and like the elected representatives in the Swiss Parliament or the Swiss body, they've really done good work in writing a letter, putting the police on notice not to intimidate the press, to allow people to freely express themselves, to film the building, to film police around them, and to show what's going on. Though they meet in secret, though they don't make a public statement, the Bilderberg Group are a tyrannical force. They're using various forms of violence directly through the police force, but around the world, their economic sanctions, their economic policies, that's a form of violence, beating down the living standards of people as they consolidate wealth and control political power throughout the business and political world. Other news, in the United States, two of the biggest politicians, Hillary Clinton and Texas Governor Rick Perry, though they are not attending here at the Bilderberg Group, they are on the part of Rick Perry. He's announced that he's most likely going to run for president. Right now, they're kind of floating media statements, gathering buzz. The Newt Gingrich campaign has totally fallen flat. It gained no traction at all, partly because of him speaking out against Representative Ryan's budget, and also just the fact that he's a well-known shill for the globalist movements. Although he's not been friendly with the Bilderberg Group, he's still quite in lockstep with their agenda. He's been for carbon taxes. All that has worked against Newt Gingrich. And so we've seen his very high-powered political advisors leaving his campaign and getting ready to get behind Texas Governor Rick Perry. And that's very important, because in 2007, Rick Perry flew over to Istanbul, joined the Bilderberg Group, met with them, and he has effectively been pre-selected. He's been vetted as a good potential presidential candidate, and he's most likely going to be running in 2012. That's further important because Rick Perry has really put on airs of being a grassroots conservative, of being a sort of Tea Party-esque person, his statements about succession. So get ready to see him be a bit preaching the rhetoric of the grassroots while working entirely for the globalists. At the same time, Hillary Clinton has announced she wants to be the next head of the World Bank. Every head of the World Bank for the last while has been a member of Bilderberg, from Wolfensohn to Wolfowitz to Robert Zoellick. And now if Hillary Clinton does become the next World Bank president, it'll be very telling. She's been to at least three Bilderberg meetings. We'll be back after the break. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We are back at InfoWars.com. This is Aaron Dykes reporting live from St. Moritz, Switzerland. We have a rare opportunity today because there are literally more than 100 activists here at a live speaking event, which is in all German, which is why we're not covering it directly. We've had members of the Swiss Parliament. Perhaps we're expecting another arrival of a Swiss Parliament member, Dominique Bettig, imminently. Hopefully he will come on. We also have Luke Radowski coming up and other activists. We were just talking about some of the high-level U.S. politicians who've previously been to Bilderberg meetings who are now moving up to higher positions. One of them is Texas Governor Rick Perry, a very close Bush minion who was made, if you will, by Karl Rove back in the mid-'80s. He used to be a Democrat. Karl Rove convinced him, along with people like Senator Phil Graham, to flip to Republican, and he only has gained in power and acumen since. Rick Perry is now the longest-serving Texas governor. Also, Hillary Clinton has announced today, it's been on the top of the Drudge Report, the biggest alternative news website anywhere in the world, that she wants to be the next head of the World Bank. Sure, that would be a milestone for her to be the first woman, but she is entirely a Bilderberg minion and total globalist, just like her husband Bill Clinton. Just as he has announced he wants to be the head of the United Nations, Hillary Clinton now wants the power of a huge bank that works in conjunction with the IMF to really put third world countries, developing countries, into economic enslavement, really continuing what used to be a colonialism pattern. And now, through the bailouts and other arrangements in Europe, many of these countries are being brought to bear. Switzerland itself is fighting in an island of the EU not to accept the EU currency, not to join the European Union, to keep their sovereignty. And why not? They have one of the highest living standards anywhere in the world. So we should stand with the Switzerland people. There's really great We Are Change activist group here on the ground in Switzerland from all the different major cities. Really incredible, even though they have some of the big globalist banks like the Bank of International Settlement. But it would be really interesting if Hillary took the World Bank position. Of course, the past several World Bank heads have all been Bilderberg attendees, most of them perennial, most of them every single year. That includes James Wolfensohn, a multi-generational servant of the Rothschild family. It includes neocon Paul Wolfowitz, who had his own World Bank scandal and had to step down a few years ago when they introduced Robert Zoellick, also, of course, a big globalist minion. Now, if Hillary Clinton were to take the position, that would be key. In other news, we have received the list. It was leaked earlier today. It's on Infowars.com. It's been on DrudgeReport.com as one of the top links. And we know one part of their agenda is, of course, to perpetuate the war in Libya as they look to other regions in the Middle East. That's been part of their long-term plan. Of course, we've just witnessed the Arab Spring with protests, violent protests, crackdowns, all kinds of shifting geopolitical acts of significance in Egypt, Tunisia, Syria, Lebanon, United Arab Emirates, the different parts of the peninsula there. And we know from last year in 2010, they leaked on the official Bilderberg meeting site that there was a discussion from Obama to the, I don't have it in front of me, I don't have the exact words, but it was about from Obama to the path to the Iranian Revolution using new social media, including Twitter and other aspects. And we know there's been meetings in the U.S. propping up some of the revolutionaries in that area of the world. And coinciding with that, we really have a powerhouse of the internet empire here at the meeting. We have among them, excuse me one moment while I consult the list. We have the Facebook co-founder, Chris Hughes. We have also Craig Mundy of Microsoft. There's also the Bilderberg steering member, Peter Thiel. He's the PayPal executive. He's also a big investor in Facebook. Actually, quite interestingly, he also endorsed Ron Paul in 2007. He's a bit of a libertarian, but also a hedge fund manager. And obviously, they're trying to control the online dominion and as well as influence all these social revolutions, particularly in the Middle East. So that's another area to watch as we get more information out of the 2011 meeting. Of course, down on the ground, we've seen an incredible police response crackdown. We've just received reports that they've challenged protesters on the line a few minutes ago. Reports last night that a member of the Italian EU Parliament tried to enter the meeting. He was pushed down and his nose was bloodied. So that's just incredible tyranny. And I think Bilderberg is going to see a Gandhi-like response. But moving on, we have sitting next to me Luke Radowski. He's the founder of We Are Change and has been an incredible activist for the past several years. And he, of course, is also, as a part of that, been covering Bilderberg for, what is it, Luke, the past three or the past 4 years?
Too many years.
Too many years now. Yeah, we're all deep in the trenches at this point. So I'm going to pass the phone to you, Luke, and tell us some of your observations here and what do you expect to see as the outcome from Bilderberg, not only this year but in the future, as just incredible focus and attention, media attention is put on them, turning around the paradigm, showing who they are. Luke Radowski.
I think it's very amazing to see each year how much the media coverage of this event gets bigger and bigger every year we go on. And right now we are seeing the growth of the alternative media that is covering this Bilderberg group meeting from top to bottom. And it's just amazing seeing not the mainstream media that's controlled by the corporations, but the people of this world showing everybody else with one YouTube video, with a Facebook post or a Twitter post, exactly what's happening, and that's where people are getting most of the majority of their information. And I have to say, we are the mainstream media. It's no longer we're trying to become it. We actually have become it because most of our information is given and shared throughout the world, and it's just beautiful. I mean, there's so many great activists here from all walks of life. There's people with kids here. There's older people. There's young people. And it's just beautiful seeing so many different people of all walks of life coming together to document what's happening here. I wouldn't even call this a protest. Everybody has a DSLR camera around their neck. Everybody has professional camera equipment, picture equipment. And we're here just trying to show the world what's happening. And it's just beautiful with the potential and so much amazing things that we could just show people without any corporate mainstream media saying, oh, no, you can't talk about this. There's so many We Are Change chapters here. It's even hard to list. I can't even keep track of all of them. And We Are Change Switzerland is doing an amazing job down here. They organized an amazing event that we're at right now. They have also wrote their local politicians exactly what's happening, the harassment that has been going on. I've been here for about 2 days now, and I already got my passport taken away. I already got detained. I already got threatened with arrest and deportation from the country just because I'm here filming what's going on. And the question has to be asked, if these so-called rich people don't have nothing to hide and aren't doing anything sinister, why in the world are they treating people who want to cover this event, who want to document what's happening here, being treated like criminals? And they're pretty much protecting this place like Fort Knox, and it's just crazy what's happening. I've been actually traveling all over Europe the last couple days, and I've been in France, I've been in Spain covering major protests, and I have to say, people in France, people in Spain, they all heard of the Bilderberg Group. I've talked to random people on the streets, I've talked to people at protests. Many people know what the Bilderberg Group is. Many people are sick of the left and right paradigm. Many people just want to be left alone. They want these big banksters that are here secretly meeting, they want them out of their lives. They don't want all their money to go to them. They want freedom. They want liberty. And I was shocked and amazed to see the true spirit, the true ideas that we've been pushing forward for many years now, so alive here in Europe. There's such a disconnect between us and the Europeans, the Americans, and the people over here have so many interests, so many goals in common. I mean, we're all just people overall, and we all just want the same thing in life. We just want to be left alone. We want life, liberty, and freedom. And these people here are suffering just like we are here. I was in Paris, France, in Bastille Square, covering the major camp-out protests, where hundreds, if not thousands, of protesters were tear-gassed, were beaten by French police officers just because they wanted to camp out in their square to show solidarity with a Spanish movement that started in Barcelona, Spain, and is now all over Spain in major city squares, where people are coming together and are camping out in their city square in protest of the economic failures and economic terrorism being committed against them by their very own government. Just like in America, Spain bailed out their major banks, gave out all their money to them, and the people are suffering. The people are sick of politicians. And I haven't even, you know, there's, of course, there's some leftists and some right-wingers in the crowd, but the majority of the crowd in Spain, in France, in the resistance movement, in the protest movement, they are sick of both the left and the right. They are not political at all. They are just people wanting to be free and live their lives. And I'm going to be traveling all over Europe. I'm leaving for Ireland actually today. I'm going to be in Scotland, England, Prague, Amsterdam, Poland. I'm going to go back to Madrid, Spain, and I'm going to be covering as much information as I can, showing you guys exactly what's happening, uploading videos to YouTube right now on youtube.com/WeAreChange. A lot is I have a lot more to show everybody, and I'm still just shocked and amazed how many people are in spirit, are in truth with us, just like we are in the United States. This is not just the resistance movement in the United States. It's a global resistance movement against the big banksters, the big corporate heads, the big elite that rule things in secret and decide everything and decide our lives like they are right now behind us at this Bilderberg meeting. And we are sick of it, and it's just an incredible, beautiful time to be alive right now. And I truly believe, I'm very optimistic that we can take back this future. We can make our destiny, and we can be successful in this info war, and we are being successful. This is the first step. Amazing things are happening. Prosecutors are looking into arresting Henry Kissinger for times. This is just an amazing, beautiful time, and a lot more greater things are coming. That's all I bring up. Aaron, here you go.
Thank you, Luke. I also wanted to speak for a minute. I've just bumped into Paul Dornan, who he's from Romania, and he actually gave us footage 4 years ago for Endgame, the movie, when he traveled to Istanbul. And why is that important? Because 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, Jim Tucker was virtually the only reporter on the ground. Now there's just a decentralized movement of activists all over the world, people we don't know personally. Everyone is showing up wherever these meetings are and trying to put the spotlight on this group. I want to pass the phone now to Paul Dornanu. Please tell us what it's been like to cover Bilderberg in the past 4 years and what you've learned so far this year. I just arrived only a few hours ago. Paul Dornanu.
Hello, Alex and everyone. I'm glad to be here, and I'm so surprised to find so many people gathered here. I wasn't expecting so many people here today. What can I say? In the past 5 years since I started covering the Bilderberg meetings, I started seeing more and more people coming together, and especially, which is more important, media like Russia Today have started to come this year again. Last year they were in Spain, and hopefully they will come next year. So I hope I will be able to go next year to gather events and cover the Bilderberg meetings, and I hope that other people will be able to come and support us and start doing what I started to do 5 years ago when basically in Istanbul I was almost alone with Jim Tucker doing photos and pictures. Okay. So I hope we'll have more information in the next couple of days. So I'll give you back, Aaron. My website is www.infocon.ro, is the Romanian news website, and hopefully we'll have soon information there, new information in our language.
Thank you very much, Paul. And it's exciting. This is not about media stars. It's about decentralized activists going to the scenes of the crime and covering what's really happened, while the lamestream media, particularly in the U.S., sits on its hands and pretends it knows nothing about the proceedings going on. It is a little bit different here in Europe, particularly in Switzerland. Nearly every paper, whether small or large, has been covering the event in one form or another. Some of them have been downplaying it. Is it a conspiracy? Oh, nothing's going on. But others have been doing more serious reporting. The London Guardian, of course, has been covering the meeting in the last several years. That is exciting. It's important to note that there's a protest tomorrow, Saturday. That is June 11th here in St. Moritz, Switzerland, and everyone should come down. Everyone who loves liberty should come and let the Bilderberg group know we don't approve of their meeting in secret. We don't approve of the globalist agenda. We know they're following. And it's, although they meet in secret and don't tell us what they're talking about, it's quite simple. You look up the names, you look up their bios, you see what they're involved in, and you will witness the tyranny, and then you can start fighting against it. So there's a protest tomorrow. That is June 11th in St. Moritz, Switzerland. Everyone who's within the sound of this phone somewhere on the continent of Europe, or even if you're further away, if you can make it, you should come down. It's vital that we show them that there is a resistance and we don't approve of what's going on. I'm going to hand the phone back now to Paul Joseph Watson.
Paul Joseph Watson here. Yeah, we're talking about tomorrow at noon. We want to see everybody here. Basically from Central Europe, even further afield if you can make it. There's going to be a massive protest at noon. And the good thing about it is that it's going to involve both the young socialists from the left here in Switzerland and also the Swiss People's Party, which is the conservative wing there of the political movement in Switzerland. So no matter what your political persuasion, we want to see everybody here tomorrow at noon for the big Bilderberg
protests, the police. We've had reports that roughing up EU Parliament members, as you just heard. Just literally in the last hour, we've had reports from Alex of InfoKrieg of a standoff of protesters and police down there just above the hill where you can get a direct sight line onto the Bilderberg chopper landing pad. And we want to see everybody there tomorrow. Of course, we were talking to Lukas Reimann of the Swiss People's Party in the last hour. And he was saying that basically the whole premise behind Bilderberg, their whole mindset, their whole agenda, the fact that they hide their faces in shame as the blacked-out, tinted-window cars drive past us, that is totally the opposite to what Switzerland as a country stands for, this beautiful country of direct democracy, people deciding on their own destiny, and yet we have this gaggle of 120 shameful criminals there plotting to decimate the world, plotting to install their post-industrial revolution, which will cripple the living standards of the West, also continue the decimation of the third world with rising oil prices, food crisis, of course. Jim Tucker yesterday talking about the $7 per a gallon of gas. And the agenda is now being exposed like never before. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live in the final segment. Stay tuned.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house at a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Okay, we are back live at InfoWars.com. I am Aaron Dykes reporting from St. Moritz, Switzerland, the side of the 2011 Bilderberg meeting, I want to hit three very important points before we end this broadcast, the most important of which is we are going to have a special broadcast live again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Texas time. That is 8 p.m. here in Switzerland. We are going to have a protest tomorrow. We want everyone to come out, and we're going to report live on what transpired throughout the day. Another important point we were discussing earlier, all the technological gurus and dominionists who are running the new online stuff, as the world becomes more technical, more integrated, more sophisticated, the older Bilderberg members are sort of fading into the distance as people like CEO, founder of Facebook, Chris Hughes, is here meeting not only with other technological wizards, but also the heads of the NSA, the heads of the various intelligence organizations. We hear often about Facebook being a CIA front. Well, obviously one of the central meeting points is here at the Bilderberg meeting, especially now in the 21st century. Also here at the meeting is Eric Schmidt, the former CEO of Google Incorporated. Google, of course, being one of the biggest entities anywhere in the world, especially online. Eric Schmidt is also reportedly probably going to be the next Secretary of Commerce. He's been a strong supporter of Obama, a strong supporter of the color revolutions going on around the world. And it'll be very interesting to see how his position develops as he becomes more powerful in the world, and how these technological heads continue to meet with the likes of Bilderberg and the big heads of intelligence. One final point, we've gotten reports from We Are Chained Switzerland that the chief of police came to this activist meeting tonight, and that he approves, the chief of police does, that is, of us asking questions of Bilderberg, of protesters coming out to show their faces, and that coincides with these important members of parliament here in Switzerland, or the elected body, telling them not to harass protesters, telling them instead to arrest Henry Kissinger. Also, a man was arrested yesterday Paul, I don't understand this. Please just tell him.
Yeah, of course, we reported the bomb scare yesterday where, you know, our car was parked at the top of the hill, and the chief of police told Aaron that nobody would be allowed into the area.
Not the same chief.
Not the same chief of police who came to this event tonight. And Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian put out a report this morning where he's got a photograph, which was taken by one of the activists, of the man who was arrested for the apparent bomb scare, where the police were talking about some kind of tube-like device that was found in that location just across from the Bilderberg Hotel. Now, most of the activists that we've spoken to have never seen this guy before and couldn't identify him, but according to Alex of InfoKrieg, it turns out that he was a member of a neo-fascist organization, and as Alex has just said to me now, you know, you would think that he would agree with what Bilderberg are doing inside the hotel. But definitely some kind of provocateur action was in evidence yesterday, and this bomb scare allowed Bilderberg for about an hour to clear the immediate area. They put up a roadblock, and many have suggested that this was a ruse to allow them to transport in an important member of the Bilderberg group. So with us coming up to the final couple of minutes, going to hand back to Aaron Dykes, who's going to close out the show.
I just want to mention again, we are going to have a special live broadcast tomorrow, Saturday, June 11th, at 8 p.m. the local time here in Switzerland, 1 p.m. Central Time in the United States. That's 1 p.m. in the United States. Again, we're having a protest. We're calling on people to come and demonstrate and show their face tomorrow at noon the local time in Switzerland. That's noon the local time in Switzerland here in St. Moritz. So everyone should come out, and then later when we do the special live broadcast on Saturday, we'll tell you what happened and what came out, and of course we will continue to do live Justice TV broadcasts throughout the day, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.